Kevin Ioli, I accept your challenge.
Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Rachel, this is Kelsey, and we are going to talk about Kevin Ioli's piece about Oscar De La Hoya that he put out yesterday and basically said is reckless. Reckless.
You are reckless.
I think that's from Star Wars. Classic Yoda line. Look, first of all, it's a very well-written piece. Kevin Ioli is one of my favorite boxing writers. And because probably I feel like we have the same style of writing. And I love what he does, how he writes, and how he covers the sport. However, Ioli, you got this all wrong, buddy. Okay. Which is, I think, I mean, honestly, like, I've
read all wrong
stuff like this. That's the intent of this. Like, you take a strong take, and then people have opinions either for or against you. I'm against you, Kevin Ioli. And let me tell you why. You're an ageist. Okay, you go first.
Let me just say that he starts out his piece very complimentary of Oscar and Oscar's former career.
Setting him up.
As a boxer. Lots of really, like, classic. Positive things That's about classic. Oscar always fighting the best and how great he was and what he did for the sport of boxing. But yeah, he's definitely not on board with Oscar saying, he said with a straight face, that he can beat the likes of Canelo and Golovkin.
Okay. Yeah, and so that's the thing. It's not necessarily that Ioli doesn't... I mean, he also doesn't seem to want him to fight Vitor Belfort.
Yeah, so when he goes on in the thing, he basically says that if you're 50 plus, you don't need to be in
that's
a ring
the thing
or
I
a
take
cage
the
or,
issue.
Like, anything. And I feel like, and he says, except with, like, rare exception, looking at Bernard Hopkins. And I'm like, well, dude, that is, like, the thing. How do you know if somebody can perform well inside the ring unless you let them do it?
I just feel like here's the way it works in boxing and other combat sports. If you can pass the test, the commission test, like they have certain tests, if you can pass them, you can fight. And I feel like that's how it is and how it should be, right? It's not Kelsey's job to decide what's too old to fight. It's not Kevin Ioli's job either. I also get that you don't think that Oscar De La Hoya could compete with the likes of Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin. However, the thing that made Oscar De La Hoya such a great fighter was that he, and other people like him, they always think they can win those fights. Of course Oscar De La Hoya thinks he could beat Canelo. He thought he could beat Floyd Mayweather Jr. and almost did, by the way. Oscar De La Hoya, that is. He also thinks he could beat, he said he could knock Conor McGregor out in 3 rounds. Oscar De La Hoya, like Ioli says, is one of the best fighters ever, one of the most decorated champions. And people forget sometimes because of maybe he's a promoter now or some of the other stuff that's happened, what a great fighter Oscar De La Hoya was. I think that same attitude is what made him great. And of course, he's always going to think that he can beat somebody. And you know what? If he can pass the test and get the fight, I don't know, let him try. I don't see what the big deal is. Like, boxing is dangerous. It's always been dangerous. That's why we have the parameters set up to give people the opportunity to fight or to keep them out of harm's way. Let Oscar fight, baby. Let's see him fight.
My hope would be that a commission, is that who's in charge of allowing fights or not allowing fights? A commission wouldn't allow, right out of the gate, a fight between, say, Oscar De La Hoya and Canelo Alvarez or Gennady Golovkin. But I don't have a problem with, you know, seeing how somebody performs. Now, this same commission, like, we do have other mismatches that are somehow allowed in boxing. So, again, I think we, when it's high profile, we like to complain. But I'm saying let's get down to the bottom and let's clean that up there because this happens all the time in boxing.
That's why I don't feel like it's a little disingenuous, not on Ioli's part, but just the idea in general.
Yeah.
Right. We forget how many undercards have we watched where a guy clearly doesn't know how to fight. Oh, and he's fighting an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
And we have somebody, I forget her name. Is it Estrada who holds the record for the fastest knockout?
Tanisha Estrada, right. Right.
Because her opponent,
did complain about that.
Didn't need to be in that. They did, but I'm saying the fight still happened. And the reason why it happened is because we have precedent in boxing that fights like this happen all the time. So I'm just saying, let's clean it up all the way around, of course. Like, that's difficult to do because of the way boxing is set up, that there's not one organization. Whatever. Back to Oscar De La Hoya. Do you think he can beat Canelo Alvarez?
I don't think he can beat Vitor Belfort. I think, I think he, in general, Kavanaugh, he's right. Oscar De La Hoya is in for a world of hurt. I think that he's divorced himself from reality. Vitor Belfort was, what, 205 pounds? Like, he's a big dude. He's not a welterweight, right? You're going to get in there with a guy who's too big. You've been out of the ring for too long. You've been out of the ring and not living the life of an elite, world-class professional athlete, which is also important, for too long, Oscar. And I think you've bitten off more than you can chew without even knowing it.
I think Ioli, I'm trying to, like, look super quick here, but I don't think... I think that he thinks that he's going to beat...
Belfort?
Yeah, Belfort.
All things equal, I mean, it's just hard. Oscar's old and little. You know, we also thought that Floyd was going to whoop Logan Paul, but that didn't happen. Do you know what I mean? A lot of people thought Ben Askren was going to beat Jake Paul. That didn't happen. I'm just saying that Oscar has been living life outside of being a boxer, if you know what I'm getting at. And I think that it's hard to get back and compete against a guy. I mean, Belfort was an elite professional boxer, but he was a really good world champion level MMA fighter who's a lot bigger. Right? I think if he takes it seriously, man, I just don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah, yeah. That's my same feeling about this, is that
I love Oscar.
If people could, like you, if people can pass the test required to fight, then I think that we allow that. I'm all for people having liberty over their own lives and what they choose to
do. That's the key issue, I think.
And yeah, I was going to say something else.
You were going to be like, Libertad. Libertad. No?
Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure Oscar is coming back to the ring for the right reasons.
Right. Yeah, that's another big
thing. Now, he was interviewed. I'll go ahead and just see who it was, because that's what Ioli's pulling from here. This was Marcos Viegas.
Oh, it's our friend, Marcos Viegas. You remember, Marcos was on the A team for Boxing Channel. We were the C team.
Yeah, he had an interview there, and he asked, like, I mean, De La Hoya answered some questions about why he's coming back, and I want to point out that I think some of the language might be like, oh, I think he is doing this for the right reasons, but I think if you could give it a close read, just my opinion on somebody else's life, I think that he's looking for something in life, and he thinks he can find it in the ring, and I don't think it's there.
It's gone, Oscar.
I think it's somewhere else. And I think that Oscar can find, you know, serenity. He can find joy in his life. But it's not in outcomes. It's not in, you know, what you do for a living. It's not in these or what you did. It's not in these things. It's just always been there. But he's just got to, like, uncover it. So that's just my opinion on somebody else's life. And, you know, I'm just a rando out there in the world.
I'd like to, from two randos, I would like to offer Oscar... double pray hands emojis. Good luck, Oscar. We wish you well.
Hey, let us know about what you think about Oscar's comeback, what you think about Ioli's take on 50-plus age people getting inside a ring or a cage or what have you. Let us know. If you're watching on YouTube, like, comment, and subscribe. Podcasts, make sure to review and subscribe. Anything else?
Pray hands emoji. Double pray hands. Puke face.
Okay. What? I don't know.